213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, avec Melodica pour vous accompagner en direct ce soir, Mr. Joel Hoekstra. Ça, c'est une bonne nouvelle en tout cas, qui vient présenter le nouvel album solo Crash of Life, qui sera disponible le 16 juin prochain. Ça, c'est un moment. Hi Joel, how are you man?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time out today.
Yes, okay. Welcome this afternoon on 213 Rock. The name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. Thank you very much for taking some great time with me this afternoon and accepting my live invitation, Joel.
Oh my goodness, I mean likewise. Thank you. I appreciate the support.
Yeah. Joel Hoekstra, vous connaissez son nom, hein. Ses activités sont débordantes en tant que guitariste chez Whitesnake, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, l'album Second Skin du groupe Iconic, aux côtés des Michael Sweet, effectivement Marco Mendoza, Tommy Aldridge et Nathan James, que des grands noms en tout cas, et plus récemment encore, le nouvel album des Revolution Saint, Eagle Flight, le nouvel album avec Dean Castronovo et Jeff Pilson aussi. Ah, il y a du bon en ce moment, hein, du côté du Frontiers Music Label. Pourtant, Joel Hoekstra est en direct cette fin d'après-midi dans 213 Rock, présent pour vous parler de son troisième et nouvel album solo intitulé Crash of Life, qui sera disponible le 16 juin prochain via le label Frontiers Music Records. So Joel, for your third new solo album, Crash of Life, coming out next June 16, you have a new singer, Dierich Pradhan. You like the versatility because the previous album, Running Games, it was with Rachel Allen on vocal. Nice choice.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to work with some really great singers. On Dying to Live, Jeff Scott Soto and Russell Allen kind of split the lead vocals, and people seem to kind of want one singer. So Running Games, I went just with Russell, and Russell's schedule was kind of such that made it a little trickier this time. And Girish came on my radar from Frontiers, and you know, obviously his band Girish and the Chronicles, he's an amazing screamer, and I thought, he's definitely got the range, and I just let's see how he does with singing just like the melodic songs. And it turns out he's really fantastic at everything. He's a very versatile singer, and I'm delighted to have him on board.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, donc Jeff Scott Soto donc est au backing vocal. Russell Allen, il pouvait pas chanter son album parce que son planning est assez chargé. Donc Frontiers Music Records, donc le label, a proposé effectivement Girish Pradhan, chanteur des Chronicles, et donc il leur a simplement proposé le chanteur. Il a écouté, il a vraiment adoré en même temps. Et puis aussi il avait envie de tester quelque chose de nouveau. Il avait peut-être, c'est peut-être la chance aussi qu'il lui a donné. Et finalement, il est pas déçu en tout cas. Et quel beau choix. And Joel, on the opening track, Everybody Knows Everything. I love the idea of mixing the vocals of Girish Pradhan plus Jeff Scott Soto on backing vocals. This is the good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff has been a longtime friend of mine. Now, we've been working together since he asked me to co-write with him on Damage Control. I guess that was probably back in about 2011, something like that. So we've done a lot of work together, and I appreciate him being humble enough to take on the role, because it really does make the album a lot better. I mean, I could probably struggle through doing the background vocals on my own or have other people, but having somebody like Jeff, who's really, really great at it, come in and help me out doing that, I think definitely lifts the sound of the record. Each one of them, he's a big part of the sound, even though he's on backing vocals. That's why he's included in the new video for Far Too Deep, and there's a new video coming out here in like 4 days, I think. So people can look forward to the second single coming up very soon. And yeah, I think, you know, Jeff's a big part of the sound of the records, and I obviously a dear friend. I appreciate him being humble enough to take on that role. He's the most overqualified backing vocalist in rock, I like to joke.
Effectivement, que Jeff Cotsoto, avoir Jeff Cotsoto en backing vocal, c'était inespéré, hein, parce que vu la position du chanteur, vu la qualité, vu l'aura qu'il a, il a vraiment accepté le poste. Il est aussi en partie responsable de la qualité et du son de l'album, hein. Ça sonne en tout cas, et puis c'est aussi un ami de longue date, hein. Depuis 2011, ils se connaissent, ils s'apprécient mutuellement, ils font aussi pas mal de blagues ensemble. Et puis il y a aussi un nouveau single, hein, qui va débarquer, un second single qui va débarquer dans 4 jours en tout cas. Donc il y a de plein de bonnes chose. Et puis l'idée de mixer les deux voix ensemble entre Girish Pradhan et derrière Jeff Cotsoto, ça c'est de l'idée, vous écouterez, hein. En tout cas, lorsque l'album sortira le 16 juin, il y a vraiment de très très bonnes surprises sur cet album. C'est vraiment bien réalisé, il y a surtout un super son. And the keyboard sounds of Mr. Derek Sherinian is like a battle. Derek play progressive and so fast with you.
Yeah, Derek is a monster musician, you know. It gives me an alternate soloist, which I like on the records. Just to, you know, so not every song is here comes the guitar solo. Sometimes you have a second solo section and the keyboards kind of play against that with me. He's dynamite with sounds and he's dynamite with parts. He always seems to play the right part and have a great sound, and he's a good soloist. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Derek, again, he's a big part of the sound of these records. Everybody's returned every time. So now all three records, we have Vinny Appice on drums and yes. Tony Franklin on bass, Derek Sherinian on keys, and Jeff Scott Soto did all the backing vocals. The only thing that's changed is the lead singing as it's gone, with that first record being split between Jeff and Russell and the second one being Russell Allen. And then this one, of course, being Girish now. I think, you know, we've done all right in that department. It's just all great singers, and I try to make these albums very song-oriented, you know, and have it sound like just almost like a band, you know. The hitch being that I do all the writing, so I write the lyrics and the vocal melodies and everything. So it's not necessarily fair to call it a band to those guys, because it's really my baby. I gave it this project name of Joel Hoekstra's 13, which I thought was appropriate.
Ouais, alors effectivement, que Derek Sherinian au départ, hein, la question était Derek Sherinian joue super bien, il joue très progressif avec lui, il joue aussi rapidement, il adore jouer avec Derek Sherinian en fait, Joel, parce que il le considère aussi comme un second guitariste derrière, ça envoie les doigts en tout cas, hein. C'est très bon, et puis il est aussi en partie responsable aussi la qualité de cet album et des sons. C'est vraiment un musicien monstrueux en tout cas. Et puis voilà le line-up, quoi, quand même, hein. Le line-up, il est énorme, qui accompagne effectivement Joel Hoekstra dans ce nouvel album. C'est Joel Hoekstra donc au guitare, Girish Pradhan au chant, Vinny Appice à la batterie, Tony Franklin à la basse, Derek Sherinian au clavier, Jeff Cotsoto backing vocal. C'est du level en tout cas, hein, c'est du lourd. Et puis aussi, il a composé aussi toutes les paroles et la musique. Donc c'est vraiment super bien fait tout ça. Et puis il en est très heureux, comme il le dit, hein, this is my baby, c'est son bébé, quoi. And for this new album, you work with Chris Collier to get high level of production, because I know Chris Collier, he works for the remaster of the album of Whitesnake.
Yeah, Chris has been really the unsung hero, I guess, of all three of these records now. He's done the mixing, and I think, you know, Chris is number one, he's got a knack for making things sound heavier and fat and big, which I like. And then secondly, he's just got a really open mind. So if there's something I'm hearing or suggesting, Chris is willing to work with me. He doesn't get frustrated and say, well, that's the mix, take it or leave it. So he's a great partner to have in terms of working on these records, because, you know, like I said, this is my opportunity to kind of do everything, as opposed to some of the other projects where I participate in more of a democracy. This is my dictatorship, so to speak. So.
Effectivement, hein, en fait, le son de Chris Collier, vous connaissez Chris Collier puisque c'est le producteur, enfin c'est celui qui a remasterisé tous les albums de Whitesnake. C'est aussi le producteur du jeune groupe américain du côté de Miami qui s'appelle Gunshine. Et en même temps, donc c'est un super mec, c'est un mec qui bossait déjà avec effectivement avec Joel. Et puis Joel adore le son fat big, comme il le dit, hein, bien gros, bien gras. En tout cas, il aime bien ces sons-là. Il est aussi open mind, c'est-à-dire très ouvert d'esprit. C'est important de parler avec lui et de pouvoir échanger des idées. Et puis aussi, il aime le côté démocratie dans le groupe, hein, c'est-à-dire qu'il aime bien partager ses idées et avoir les avis des autres. Donc il est très ouvert, c'est quelqu'un de très démocrate en tout cas, et ça c'est important dans les relations comme ça, pour échanger des idées, pour faire de la bonne musique. And Joel, on the track Crash of Life, the track has another dimension. The vocals are flying around the track. I feel like a rock whirlwind or a tropical storm with a rock sound, and the guitar solo is a lightning coming from the sky. This is my vision about this track.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, the production idea that having the panning being off to each side on those, that was kind of one of my ideas. So that's an example of the things that I start to think of that Chris is willing to do as I give him mix notes. So regarding the panning of the vocals, that's a production idea of mine. And then the guitar solo, thank you. I think that's probably one of my favorite guitar solos on the album.
Yeah, Scratch of Life, le solo, il tue, hein. Je vous le dis tout de suite, on a l'impression que c'est un éclair qui vient du ciel, hein, tellement qu'il est bon, le solo. Et puis, en même temps, toujours, hein, il y a ce côté mix qui le met en avant, la production, tout y est, en tout cas, tout a été réuni pour bien réussir, en tout cas, cet album et puis ce single. Scratch of Life, il tue, en tout cas. And on the intro of the track, Damaged Goods. The voice is quite particular for me, yeah, because it's a very interesting idea. I like it right away.
Oh, thank you so much. I think most sections I just look for what's the hook, what's the most memorable thing. And there was a very active guitar riff opening the song. So I thought, I don't know if that's what sticks in somebody's head. I don't know if they sing that in their head. So I thought writing the little melody over the top would give the hook. So I like to always have something that in each section of the song that the listener would sing back. So that's why that part is there. So thank you.
Yeah, but the voice is very particular, huh, for me at first on the intro, because it's so strange. I never heard that before.
I think, you know, you hear a lot of backing vocals at the top,
yes,
of the song. So it's kind of like hearing Jeff Scott Soto duet with Gearish in a way, because you hear Jeff's backing vocals loud, and there are guitars in there playing that with it. So I think that's why maybe it sounds peculiar to you, as the guitar is actually kind of doubling the vocal.
Ouais, exactly. Effectivement, sur le titre, hein, Damaged Goods. Alors, la particularité de ce titre, ce sont les voix mélangées dès le départ. Elles sont faites de manière très intéressante, hein. J'ai même eu l'impression qu'au départ, il y avait peut-être un côté indien, peut-être un côté culturel. En tout cas, l'idée est très bonne. Et lorsque vous découvrirez ce titre, il y a vraiment quelque chose d'étrange. Et ça revient au fur et à mesure du titre, quoi. Très intéressant, toute l'introduction concernant le titre Damaged Goods. Ça, c'est vraiment bien. I think this track could be a great second single.
I think that I'm really happy hearing Gearish this time around, just how versatile he is. I like, he's got a youthful energy to him that, yeah, I think is cool. It brings new life to the project, I think, having Gearish on board, which is fun. And, Jeff is, all these other guys are just seasoned musicians. They know how to make everything perfect, you know, they play all the right parts, you know. Everybody's got their own style in this Vinny Appice there's only one drummer that plays like him, and that's him, you know. He doesn't sound generic, he doesn't sound like a session drummer, he sounds like Vinny Appice. And right, same with Tony Franklin, you know. Tony's got a signature style and sound, and Derek Sherinian. Of course, Jeff Scott Soto is very identifiable, you know, the tone of his voice. And so I like that. I like hearing all these kind of signature styles come together to create this sound.
Effectivement, ce qu'il a adoré, ce qu'il aime, c'est la signature des styles, effectivement, hein. Il a gardé tous les styles, effectivement, de Vinnie Appice, enfin, et du groupe, en tout cas, de Jeff Scott Soto. Il a gardé leur signature, musicale. Ça, c'est intéressant. Il a rien imposé du tout. Ils sont venus avec leur style et ils l'ont proposé, effectivement, dans toute la musique. C'est ça qui touche, en tout cas. C'est ça, c'est très touchant pour lui et il adore ça, quoi. Et puis aussi, concernant Gearish Pradhan, il donne aussi une nouvelle vie, hein, à la musique, en tout cas. Voilà. C'est ce qu'il fallait retenir concernant ce titre de 113 Rock, Vinnie Tams, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct, Mr. Joel Hoekstra, pour nous présenter le nouvel album Crash of Life. So, Joel, this morning, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I listening to the track Turn into Lies. And the flash came to my mind. I had a vision of you painting a picture with the dark colors. Maybe you were painting lyrics, I have no idea yet, but it was the flash came to my mind. This is my vision of this track.
Oh, cool. Well, I love people being able to hear their own song within a song that I write. I try not to make lyrics so specific that people go, oh, this is what it's about. I like when people can interpret, and I like when people can feel the music. I know Torn Into Lies is, I think, Gerrish's favorite track on the record in terms of, it's a very interesting song. It's kind of ballady, but it also kind of veers off in a different territory. It's not necessarily your stereotypical 80s power ballad, so to speak. It's got some cool twists and turns, and Gerrish, outstanding vocal performance from him on that.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, c'est une véritable power ballade, hein, typée années 80, avec différentes dimensions, différents territoires, comme il le précise. Et ce matin, en me levant très tôt, j'ai eu aussi ce flash, hein, comme ça, qui m'est arrivé. J'avais l'impression que c'était en écoutant ce titre que, en fait, Joel était en train de peindre un tableau avec effectivement les lyriques qui apparaissaient, parce que le titre est vraiment très beau, il est très accrocheur. I said the track is very interesting, very catchy, as you said, very 80s.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, thank you. I mean, I like to think that it all has its own 2023 slant on it, you know?
That's right.
I mean, I grew up listening to classic rock, and I'm a classic rocker, but it's funny how you think it's 80s or 70s or 90s, but if you listen back, there's such a, it has its modern, it's sort of like classic rock reinterpreted these days, you know? The production is so much better these days than it used to be back in the 80s. And so I just try to make the best rock I can for the fans of that style. They were waiting for this. You know, I had three solo albums out years ago that were kind of instrumental and fusion-y, and everybody wanted some rock records from me for solo albums. So I wasn't too interested in doing like shred albums, you know, like I wanted it to be more about I've been always more of a song guy when it comes to the 80s stuff, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Do I like the song? Mm-hmm. So I wanted something that, you know, with this project, with Joel Hoekstra's 13, that was more about being able to listen to something without a guitar solo, you know, going on, and me just trying to prove how fast I can play or something like that. You know, I just wanted to write good songs.
Ouais, effectivement, qu'il y a de très bons titres, en tout cas, surtout cette power ballad qui est vraiment géniale. Et puis il explique, aujourd'hui nous sommes en 2023, les productions elles sont nettement meilleures, et puis les gens, les fans attendent cela, hein, ce type de musique aujourd'hui. Il y a un retour à cela, et lui en tout cas ça lui semble normal. Et puis il est aussi passionné par tous les albums, hein, sortis 70s, 80s, donc les années 80, c'est son truc. Lui c'est un rocker et c'est ce qu'il aime en tout cas, et c'est avec ça qu'il a grandi, et puis c'est ce qu'il a envie de faire. Et déjà il a déjà 3 albums solo. C'est ça qu'il fallait retenir en tout cas. And what about Far Too Deep? This is the first single of the album. And the music video is available on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, you can watch the video on YouTube. And there will be a second video coming out in, I think, 4 days from now. So people can look forward to that. Far Too Deep and Everybody Knows Everything and Damaged Goods. I say those all kind of represent the heavier side of the record. In particular, I'd say Far Too Deep. That's probably the heaviest track on the record. So it was interesting to lead with it as a single. It's basically a metal song, really, you know? So I thought of the riffs almost kind of like Megadeth-y, you know?
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, Far Too Deep, donc effectivement il y a déjà un single qui est disponible sur YouTube. Il y a un second qui va arriver dans 4 jours très exactement. Et puis sur cet album il y a aussi des choses intéressantes, hein. Comme il a dit, il y a des titres qui sont très heavy, comme il vient de les nommer. Par exemple Everybody's Know Everything, il y a Damaged Goods et puis et Far Too Deep. Donc ce sont les titres qui sont les plus heavy de l'album. C'est vraiment ce qu'il voulait présenter, quoi. And 150,000 views very soon. Congratulations for
Yeah, thank you. It's off to a nice start.
Yes.
Obviously, that it's exciting. I feel like that people are starting to recognize the project more, and hopefully people go back and dive into the older albums too, Dying to Live and Running Games, and as well as Crash of Life. I would love people to listen to all of them.
Effectivement, il espère aussi, hein, que les gens retourneront écouter effectivement les 2 premiers albums et puis en même temps le 3e, le dernier. And the feedback from your fans is excellent.
Yeah, thank you. I think that the video for Far Too Deep came out really cool, creative, different, something different, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to work with Enzo at Frontiers, who does a lot of the videos. Just talk to him about, let's be weird, let's be creative, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we came up with the colored rooms and, you know, it ended up looking so cool with Tony Franklin's sunglasses and everything. And so just trying to create like something unique.
Mm-hmm. Ils ont essayé de créer quelque chose d'unique. Enfin, c'est Enzo hein, de Frontiers Music qui a essayé de créer quelque chose d'unique dans le mix effectivement de la vidéo, avec des couleurs, avec enfin une paire de lunettes, enfin beaucoup de choses en tout cas. Il y a beaucoup d'éléments très intéressants. Et puis, what is the name of the next music video? Is coming very soon. Next 4 days.
I'm not sure I'm allowed to say, but I guess I will. It's for Torn Into Lies. So Torn Into Lies, people have a music video in four days. So.
Ok, dans 4 jours, donc c'est Torn Into Lies qui sera donc disponible concernant donc ce nouveau clip vidéo à venir. And the name of the new album, Crash of Life, you got it before or after?
So I came up with the title for the song first, and then as it came time to write lyrics for the rest of the album, I kind of went more with the theme of just writing kind of lyrics about life-altering events, life-changing events. I feel like we're in those times. You know, COVID was like that for all of us. And so that kind of tended to be the theme, and I thought Crash of Life made a cool title.
Okay.
Kind of similar to that. It was my favorite song title. I thought that's a cool title for the album. So I went with that.
Ok, donc après certainement, puisque c'est Crash of Life qu'il a choisi, c'est le titre qu'il aimait, il y avait plusieurs choix qui s'imposaient, hein, ça pouvait être aussi au sujet du Covid ou etc. Non, il a choisi Crash of Life parce que c'est aussi un de ses titres préférés de l'album. And do you think that one day you could do a club tour in Europe with this lineup and the setlist composed of your 3 album solos?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, we've played a gig on the Monsters of Rock cruise before, so it's actually happened. And it was a lot of fun being able to mix up, you know, playing with Vinny in the band, playing some Black Sabbath and Dio with some Whitesnake mixed in along with these songs. So it wasn't just all brand new songs for people to listen to. So it would be interesting. I think it would do quite well, you know, being able to pull from those catalogs with some, you know, relevance, having people from those bands. So it could be very cool. We'll see. And you never know.
Alors l'idée, ce serait peut-être qu'un jour en Europe, Joel ramène tout son superbe line-up hein, de classe mondiale en tout cas, de classe de star, effectivement, et puis faire une tournée en Europe. Alors ils l'ont fait récemment, hein, ils ont joué quelques titres donc du côté du Monster of Rock Cruise. D'ailleurs, on va y venir dans quelques instants parce que ça aussi c'est pas mal. Il faudrait en parler. Et puis ouais, ils trouvent que c'est une bonne idée. Ils ont testé des titres et tout, donc c'était fun en tout cas. Et puis des gens ont eu la chance de les voir jouer ces titres-là quoi. En tout cas, avec ce line-up, c'est génial. En tout cas, c'est très très bien quoi. And the last week you had a great time, hein, as I said. Of the Monster of Rock Cruise, I followed you on the Facebook page. You were with your friends like Ricky Rocket of Poison, Nuno Betancourt of Extreme, Richard Fortus of Guns N' Roses, John Five, the new guitar player of Motley Crue, Dead Epson of X Megadeth, with a picture from Labadie Side on the beaches of Haiti.
Yeah, so on the cruise, I did my own set, which is called the Hangover Jam, and then I did a set with Nuno Betancourt and Gabriella, who sings with me in Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So those were the two sets on there, and then I went to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp in L.A., and that's where you saw the pictures with John Five and Richard Fortus from Guns N' Roses and Ricky Rocket. And awesome. So, yeah, it was an active week in terms of, you know, being around other musicians and it's cool. It helps to stay out there and have forged good relationships with people in the music business, you know.
Ouais, effectivement, dans ce music business, comme il le dit, il y a pas mal d'amis, hein. Donc, on a nommé quand même Ricky Rocket of Poison, Nuno Betancourt d'Extrême, Richard Fortus Guns N' Roses, John Five, new guitar player of Motley Crue, Dave Son Megadeth. Et puis, en même temps, il a aussi son petit groupe acoustique avec Gabriella, qui est chanteuse aussi dans le Trans-Sibérien Orchestra avec lui, et puis Nuno Betancourt. Ils ont fait ça acoustique. And why not you sang Highway to Hell of AC/DC?
Yeah, that was at my Hangover Jam, and then as it turned out at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, I ended up kind of singing too, because your job is to get your campers ready to play with the headliners, and we lost our singer basically the first day, so I ended up singing some Motley Crue and singing some Poison and things like that too, and Twisted Sister, and
yeah.
so...
effectivement, que Joel a chanté avec son groupe de reprises de jam I Wait You Well à CDC, mais ils ont aussi essayé sur du Motley Crue, sur du Twisted Sister. En tout cas, ils ont passé du beau moment. So, last question for tonight, just before the end, please, Joel. What do you remember about Hellfest 2022 with Whitesnake and Steve Vai came on stage on the Still of the Night solo? What amazing moment.
Yeah, thank you. Steve and I have forged a friendship through an email thread started by Jeff Watson from Night Ranger. And so Steve and I have gotten to know each other over the last, it's been a while now, maybe almost 10 years. And so I knew he was going to be there. And I kind of went to David and said, hey, Steve is going to be at the fest. We should have him up. And David asked me to go ahead and try and arrange it. And so Steve and I had a FaceTime, and he was the one to suggest the idea of coming out for the Still of the Night solo and closing the show. And it was worked out great. It was so, so fun for me to have, you know, one of my childhood heroes, join us on stage. It was a blast.
Effectivement, donc au dernier Hellfest 2022 sur le show de Whitesnake, Steve Vai est monté sur scène. Et comment l'histoire est arrivée, en fait, c'est donc il connaissait effectivement déjà Steve Vai depuis longtemps, depuis 10 ans je crois, et puis en même temps il a demandé à David si c'était possible que Steve Vai vienne jammer avec, effectivement. Donc ils ont fait un FaceTime par téléphone et ils lui ont proposé donc de venir. Et puis de quelle idée, l'idée ce serait de faire le solo pour le titre de fin qui serait donc Still of the Night solo. Voilà comment ça s'est arrivé. Et puis Steve était monté sur scène, et puis il est venu proposer son solo, et puis tout le monde à la surprise générale, et c'était fantastique. Il y a des vidéos qui sont disponibles sur YouTube. En tout cas, ça c'était un grand moment. I said it was a great moment, very absolutely great moment.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty magical, and I was, you know, obviously very excited, you know, just to have finally get to actually hang out with Steve a little bit. We've known each other kind of virtually now, like I said, through email for a very long time. So I feel like I know him quite well, but we've spent very little time actually hanging out. So it was nice to have an opportunity to just spend a little time in person and say hello and hang out like friends, you know?
Alors oui, effectivement, donc je précise encore que Joel et Steve se connaissaient virtuellement par email ou par Skype, enfin par depuis de nombreuses années, et finalement ils ont réussi à se rencontrer. Et puis il y a eu ce rêve, hein, puisque c'est aussi un de ses artistes d'enfance. Quand il était un peu plus jeune, il voyait Steve Vai et tout, ça lui donnait des rêves. Et là, et moi, être sur scène avec Steve Vai, donc sur le titre Still of the Night, pour clôturer effectivement ce Hellfest, le set de Whitesnake Hellfest 2022, c'était un grand moment en tout cas. So Joel, thank you very much for this live interview this afternoon. Wow, what an amazing moment I had with you. Crash of Life coming out next June 16. Le nouvel album, le troisième album solo, Crash of Life, sera disponible le 16 juin prochain. Voici le track listing. Ça démarre avec Everybody Knows Everything, en 2 Crash of Life, en 3 Damaged Goods, en 4 Turn Into Lies, qui sera clippé d'ici 4 jours en tout cas ce titre, en 5 Far Too Deep, qui est disponible sur YouTube, en 6 Not Tonight, en 7 Over You, en 8 I Would Cry For Love, en 9 Don't Have Words, en 10 Find A Way, en 11 You Right For Me, et en 12 Frug The Night. Et voici le line-up de malade: Joel Oxtra guitare, Girish Pradhan au chant, Vinnie Appice la batterie, et Tony Franklin, Blue Murder effectivement à la basse, et Derek Sherinian au clavier, et puis Jeff Cotsoto backing vocal. C'est un gros disque, je vous dis. Rendez-vous le 16 juin, ça c'est la chance s'impose en tout cas. Joel, thank you very much for the live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, and especially from your the Facebook page of your fans, Orchestra Joel Orchestra fans, please? Do you have a message for all of them?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, thank you so much. Anybody that's bought a CD or streamed a song or watched a video or come to a concert or written me words of encouragement, I thank you, because it may sound corny, but you're helping me live my dream. So, thank you.
Ok, 213 Rock, Vinnie Times de Classic Rock Radio. Continuons en musique avec Joel Oxtra 13, donc extrait du prochain album, je rappelle, qui s'intitulera Crash of Life, disponible le 16 juin prochain. Far Too Deep on 213 Rock, Vinnie Times, Classic Rock Radio. We'll be right back. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio. Quel beau moment en direct avec Joel Oxtra. Routine, Far Too Deep. À l'instant, c'était un moment merveilleux en tout cas. Ah, quel beau direct avec Joel Oxtra. C'était cool quoi en tout cas. Et puis, beau moment. Je rappelle encore une fois, hein, le nouvel album sera disponible le 16 juin prochain et s'intitulera Crash of Live. Voilà pour l'information. Rendez-vous à 20h hein, pour un 213 Rock, Vinyl Times de Classic Rock Radio.